latitude 42 degrees north and longitude 128 degrees east.
Nobody gave it attention, really. It was just a mountain. In 946 AD, it formed wrinkles on its sides from viscous lava oozing down. After it congealed into a 3,000-meter behemoth, it finally got its names. Pictusan, Golmen Sanyan Ailin, and Changbaishan. Rumor has it that a daughter of heaven once bathed in the crater. She took a bite of an apple, delivered by a magpie cow, and the ancestor of the Qing dynasty, Bukuri Yang Shun, was born shortly after. Never had a pretty history. It's just a scar, a relic of explosion. It's scabbed over now, but failing to close. Manchu legend isn't the only. Don't forget, Dangun was born here too. First king of the Kojoseon dynasty. Born on Pictusan's jagged peaks to a father of heaven and a woman once a bear. The Korean people originated out of Dangun's realm. A spiritual relationship was thus grounded in Pictusan's sturdy crest. It's the top node, the highly elevated brain. Its body lays out and curves down the peninsula like a spine. Its 1,400 kilometer length contours the land. The Pictu Daegan is its spine, Pictusan is its skull.
Latitude 42 degrees north and longitude 128 degrees east.
Pictusan is a danger zone. It's contested, political. It's symbolic. It caused Korea and China to fight for years. Each fixed linear boundary in order to stake out territories against competitors. Control shifted to the Joseon, to Qing, back again to Joseon, always slipping through the hands of leaders, soldiers, cartographers, scholars, and priests. They paced the base of the mountain to chart, quantify, and claim. The Japanese, too, got their stake in 1910 and stayed there through 1945. Then came the divide. The northern rivers flow out of Pictusan laterally, stretching east to west, and helped fragment China and North Korea easily. But what about the body? Something contiguous was snapped. Half a body without its brain. Two new countries out of thin air. One connected, the other not. Nerves are made in rivers and flow outwards from the spine like veins. The Pictu Daegan Range is the structure of the peninsula. Korea is a product of Pictusan. Until that day, when the East Sea's waters run dry and Mount Pictu is worn away, may God preserve our country for 10,000 years. This is the South Korean National Anthem, written in 1948, just before the divide. It's not fair to have something taken away from you if you've honored it for thousands of years. And this is the North Korean Moranbong band performing Let's Go to Mount Paektu. They're historically the same culture as the South Koreans. They have different accents nowadays to Paektu-san, as do Manchu and Chinese people. International law deems that South Koreans are forbidden. National identity is fluid like geology. Mountains are unstable, but perceived as everlasting. They have no empirical direction, no boundaries. But Paektu-san is an exception. 13 kilometers wide around the base. Thousands more years have passed, as have the actors craving its offerings. But no matter when, or in which direction, if you descend and travel further away, the crater lake vanishes from sight. Serene from above, a rugged cluster of snow-capped peaks is the remaining piece of the mountain below. Many thanks to Lan A. Lee, Wu Hyung Lee, as well as my classmates for hosting insightful discussions this semester.